Visiting Teaching Message, Rejoice in the Book of Mormon. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 17, Verse 6. Joseph Smith has translated the book, "And as your Lord and your God liveth, it is true." How can I increase in spiritual capacity as I rejoice in the Book of Mormon? President Gordon B. Hinckley. If each of you will observe this simple program of reading the Book of Mormon by the end of the year, regardless of how many times you previously may have read the Book of Mormon, there will come into your lives and into your homes an added measure of the Spirit of the Lord, a strengthened resolution to walk in obedience to His commandments, and a stronger testimony of the living reality of the Son of God. A Testimony Vibrant and True, Liahona and Ensign, August 2005, page 6. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Each individual who prayerfully studies the Book of Mormon can also receive a testimony of its divinity. In addition, this book can help with personal problems in a very real way. Do you want to get rid of a bad habit? Do you want to improve relationships in your family? Do you want to increase your spiritual capacity? Read the Book of Mormon. It will bring you closer to the Lord and His loving power. He who fed a multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, He who helped the blind to see and the lame to walk, can also bless you. He has promised that those who live by the precepts of this book shall receive a crown of eternal life. A Testimony of the Book of Mormon, Liahona, January 2000, page 85, Ensign, November 1999, page 71. How can I share my joy in the coming forth of the Book of Mormon? President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994. We, the members of the Church, and particularly the missionaries, have to be the tellers and testifiers of the Book of Mormon unto the ends of the earth. The Book of Mormon is the great standard we are to use. It shows that Joseph Smith was a prophet. It contains the words of Christ, and its great mission is to bring men to Christ, and all other things are secondary. The golden question of the Book of Mormon is, do you want to learn more of Christ? The Book of Mormon is the Word of God. Ensign, May 1975, page 65. Julie B. Beck, First Counselor in the Young Women General Presidency. The Lord has told us that our time should be devoted to the studying of the Scriptures, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 26, Verse 1, and that the Book of Mormon and the Holy Scriptures are given for our instruction, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 33, Verse 16. Every woman can be a gospel doctrine instructor in her home, and every sister in the church needs gospel knowledge as a leader and teacher. If you have not already developed the habit of daily scripture study, start now and keep studying in order to be prepared for your responsibilities in this life and in the eternities. My soul delighteth in the scriptures. Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, pages 107 and 108. End of Visiting Teaching Message, Rejoice in the Book of Mormon.